谢谢这样的介绍。这个懂不懂？今天的经文是在士师记十七章一到八章第三节。
Our passage today is in Judges chapter 17 verse 1 to chapter 18 verse 3.
那你就读吧，可以吧？哦，我的圣经忘记带来，对不住。给或者呢，我重点是在十八章第三节，我们就读那一节，好吧？
Let's read chapter 18, verse 3. Chapter 18.
大家来读，一起来读。谁领你？来，谁领你
？Here. What are you doing in this place? What is your business here?
这一段经文的记载是以色列的历史的一部分，这是一个混乱的时代。
The historical background of this passage.Is that this is a time of chaos and disorder?
那时候人不愿耶和华带领他们，但是又没有王来治理他们。
At that time, people didn't want the Lord Himself to lead them, but there was no king to govern them.
所以这是一个个人任意而行的时代。
So this is a time when everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
那是住在以法莲山地的米迦。偷了他母亲1100舍客的银子，但是后来良心发现，就还给母亲。
At that time, Micah, who was living in the hill country of Ephraim, stole 1100 pieces of silver from his mother. But later, his conscience was troubled, so he returned the money to his mother.
他母亲拿出200出来，在维米家雕刻铸造两个偶像。
His mother took 200 pieces of silver and made and carved 2 idols.
放在米迦的屋子里面。米迦看见君在家里面有了神堂，他又为自己铸造以弗德跟家中的神像。
When Micah saw that there was a shrine of God in his house, so he also made ephod and household gods.
他派一个儿子当祭司，这样的做法是违背上帝的教训。
He ordained one of his sons to be priest, and all what he did was totally completely against the instruction of God.
恰好那个时候在伯利恒有个利未人，他在那里找不到工作。
At that very time, there was a Levite in Bethlehem. He could not find a job there.
伯利恒这个字是 house of bread， 讽刺了他竟然可能饿肚子。
The meaning of Bethlehem is the house of bread, but ironically, he was in threat of starvation.
所以他离开犹大地，到处找一个栖身的地方，行路来到米迦的家。
So he left the land of Judah and to find a place wherever he could live. So he walked and came to Micah's house.
这些利未人原来是帮助祭司服侍上帝的人，竟然没有工作，到处流浪。
Levites were people who helped the priest to serve the Lord, but he could not find a job and wandered everywhere.
所以我们可以说他是一位服侍上帝的落魄者。
So we could say he was a servant of God, but was down and out.
我在座的各位，你们是现代的利未人，盼望你们在将来没有一个人找不到工作。
You are the modern Levites in this age. I hope that among you there was no people.Who will be like this Levite?
你们都有工厂服侍主，不会落魄到他像他这样。
You would have a mission field and would not be as down as he is.
还有那一天，他走路来到米迦的家，就一问才知道，原来他是服侍上帝的人。
Fortunately, he came to Micah's house that day, and Micah asked him and knew that he was a servant of God.
米迦雇他做祭司，因为米迦那个儿子原来就不是祭司。
Micah ordained him as a priest because Micah's that son of Micah was not a priest.
我想米迦那时候一定非常高兴，因为找到一些 BSOP 的毕业生，他能帮助他服侍上帝。
At that time, Micah would be very content because at last he found a BSOP graduate to serve the Lord for him.
因为当时以色列当中没有王，但支派虽然已经分配了个地方在说。在这个苏列谷一带居住。
At that time, there was no king in Israel, and although the tribe of the Danites was distributed the land,
但是他们却不满足他们所分的地，就派出5个勇士外面去探查。
But they were not satisfied, so they sent out five valiant men to spy out and explore the land.
十五个勇士那天恰好也到米迦家那里，碰到那位已经有好工作的利未人。
On that day, that five men also went to Micah's house and met the Levite who has now had a good job.
这位勇士听出那少年人的口音，就进去问他三个问题。
Those five men recognized the voice of the young Levite and asked him three questions.
谁领你到这里来？
Who has brought you to this place?
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing in this place?
你在这里得什么？
What do you get from this place?
好吗，我们再唱一遍吧。谁领你到这里来？不唱啊，我独唱。啊，谁领你到这里来？你在这里做什么？你在这里的什么？这些问题怎回答？今天我用这三个问题来跟我们 BSOP 同学来探讨。
Now I want to share with you with these three questions.
经文是在士师记第十八章第三节，非圣学生三问题，是谁领你到这里？你在这里做什么？要的猴带回去。
Three questions for BSOP students. Who has brought you to this place? What are you doing in this place? And what do you bring back from this place?
来，非圣问题，来一起来，非圣学是三问题，是谁领我到这里？我在这里做什么？我的何物带回去？问题第一是谁领我到这里来？
The first question, who has brought me to this place?
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上在这里来敬拜你，我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜主，你的灵与我们同在，你洁净你仆人的口，洁净他的心，圣灵在会堂里面工作，让我们能够回应主你的呼召。亲爱的天父，你施显你的恩典在我们当中，感谢主，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。关于谁领我到这里来这个问题，这位名字可能叫做约拿单的利未人很可能是没有搞清楚。
For the question, who has brought me to this place? This Levite, who probably named Jonathan, would have no clear answer.
因为他是一个侍奉上帝的失败者。为什么呢？因为他为人不忠也不正直。
Because he failed as a servant of God, for he was not faithful nor upright.
所以当但人用虚荣跟物质来引诱他的时候，他竟然背叛了米迦。
So when the Danites tempted him with conceit and material benefits, he betrayed
Micah. 他心里喜悦拿着以弗德跟米迦的中的雕刻的偶像进入但人的当中。
His heart was glad, and he took effort and household gods and carved images and went along with the people of them.
所以这个利未人转身离开他原来的工作，因为他没有搞清楚谁带领他到米迦那里来。
Therefore, the Levite turned away from his original position because he did not know who brought him to Micah.
我问你，今天你清楚谁带你到非圣来吗？
Ask you, do you know who brought you to BSOP?
如果不清楚，有一天有危险，像那个利未人一样。
If you do not know, you will encounter the danger as the Levite.
今天我们来到这里，不但来到非圣，也是来到主的面前。
We come here not only come to BSOP, but more importantly, we come to the before God.
所以，当我们思想谁领我到这里来的问题，我们要从上面三点来谈。
So when we are meditating the question who brought me here, we will meditate on from three aspects.
Who? 谁带你到这里来？
Who brought you here?
Where? 你从什么地方被带到这里来？
Where? From where you are brought here?
Why? 领你到这里来的目的是什么？
Why? For what purpose?You were brought here.
当我们想到这个谁是那位领我到这里来，可能有三个答案。
When we are thinking about who brought me here, there will be three possible answers.
可能是别人要你来的。
Somebody else asked you here.
美国的青年常说 "My mother made me to the church."
The teenagers in the U.S. would say, "My mother made me go to church."
今天在座会不会人说是我爷爷、我奶奶、我父母把我献给上帝
？Would you say it's my grandpa or my grandma or my parents who offered me to God？
他们把你献上很好，但是你自己呢
？They offered you to God is quite good, but what about yourself？
你来是来了，但是你终身走这条侍奉的道路，是否就是你愿意走的路
？You came here.But to serve the Lord for your whole life, is this the way you are willing to work?
忠心侍奉主不是像一朵玫瑰花那样美丽。
To serve the Lord for your whole life is not a rosy thing.
不是路上花香常满，而是常是困石满路。
There will not always be flowers, but will be stones and blocks in the way.
多少时候会让你伤心难过到寸步难行。
Many times you will feel sad and grievous.
可多少时候可能会像保罗那样，内肉体受了患难，内心受了煎熬。
Many times you will be like Paul, probably suffering from pain in the flesh and in the spirit.
那是魔鬼会让你想，还是回去重操旧业吧？那你该怎么办呢
？At that time, the devil would make you to think you want to go back to your own old way.
第二个可能是你自己愿意到这里来，那你来了很好。
Second possible answer, you yourself want to be here. It's quite good.
但是呢，你是存着带着什么样心态而来呢
？But you come here with what attitude?
为的是有机会出国吗？
For the opportunity to go abroad,
还是因为去美国太贵，用这英文也不太好。
Or just because going to the U.S. is too expensive and your English is not quite
well. 来到菲律宾留学兼学英文不是很好吗
？You came to the Philippines, you study abroad and learn English is better.
第三个可能是上帝带领你到这里来。
The third possibility.
很好 ，very good. 但是你是否真正有上帝的感动？
The Lord bring you here, but do you really touched by God?
你有没有上帝的话成为你的依据
？Do you have the insurance from the Word of God?
我你说我申请我祷告学校接纳我环境一切都顺利，我觉得是上帝带我到菲律宾来。
You said, I applied, I prayed, and the school accepted me. All things goes very well, so I feel that God bring me to BSOP.
但是。请你原谅我，告诉你一件事情：环境的顺利不一定是上帝的带领。
But forgive me and allow me to tell you that the if all things goes well, it is not necessarily the guidance of God.
你记得先知约拿吗
？Do you remember the prophet Jonah?
他不愿意受上帝的差遣，要逃往他师，所以他下到约帕要去坐船。
He didn't want to be sent by God, so he fled to Tarshish and went down to Joppa to take a ship.
约帕正好有一艘船要开到他实习，并且有钱买船票。感谢主为我开路，可以这样想吗
？When he arrived in Joppa, there was a ship to go to Tarshish, and he had enough money to pay the fee. Praise the Lord to make the way for me. Can he say so?
在思想谁领你到这里来说，我要请你看一节的圣经，就是以赛亚四十一章第九节。以赛亚书四十一章第九节。
When we are meditating about the question, who brought you here? Let's read our verse in the scripture, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9.
这边说你是。我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的，并且对你说，你是我仆人，我拣选你，并不弃绝你。
It says, "You whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, 'You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off.'"
这里我们要注意三件事情。
So we must pay attention to three things.
第一句当中的“您”字，在中文的圣经下面有四个小字。
Further, in the first sentence, under the character of,
这边有四个字，说原文做抓 ，the original language to grab you here. 换句句话说，这句话原文是你是我从地极所抓来的。
So in the original language, it says, "You are the one who I grabbed from the end of the earth."
圣光1992年4月中旬所开的临时董事会当中。
In April 1992, in the interim meeting of the board in the Holy Light Theological Seminary.
那时候董事长问我说，我们请你，你清楚上帝的旨意吗？我老实告诉他，我仍然不愿意放弃在美国大学教书的工作。
The president asked me, do you have the assurance of God's calling? I said honestly, I don't want to give up my job in the university in the US.
那时候我可以半退休，却领了60%的薪水。
At that time, I could teach in half retirement, but still I can receive 60% of my salary.
可是当我在回美国去的旅途当中，我被上帝抓回来了。
But along the way, I went back to the US. I was grabbed by God.
我对上帝说，我愿意放弃60%的薪水，完完全全降服在你旨意之中。
I said to God, I am willing to give up the 60% of salary and surrender to you completely.
当时我向上帝所求的盼望是，至少给我20年在圣光服侍他的机会。
At that time, my prayer is that.Give me 20 years to serve him in the Holy Light Seminary.
我告诉你，今年六月将是我22年的开始。
And this June will be my 22nd year.
但愿你们没有人像我是要被抓在坑来。
I hope that none of you would be like me to serve God, because you are grabbed here.
第九节第二句说，招来的，你们是我招来的。
And the second sentence in Verse 9, it says, called you.
这个招字在希伯来文叫做 kara, 在大丁文是 vocatio, 在英文叫 vocation.
The call in Hebrew is kara, in Latin is vocatio, in English is vocation.
这个招是神圣的召令。
This call is holy calling.
虽然是招，但是不是勉强。
Although it is calling, it is not by force.
就像以赛亚，当他听见主呼召的声音的时候，他就我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Like Isaiah, when he heard God's calling, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?
以赛亚立刻主动地说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Immediately and initiatively, Isaiah responded.Here am I, send me.
但愿国会对主的呼召都像以赛亚那样的主动，那样的肯定。
I hope that your response to God's calling is as initiative and has the assurance as Isaiah do.
现在我们要思想第二节，是你从什么地方被带来的？
And now let's think the second question. From where, from what place are you brought here?
这个从哪里来问题，也是米迦问那少年人的问题。
This is also the question Micah asked the young Levite.
少年人的回答不但说我自己从聚居的犹太伯利恒内，也说我是背景是利未人。
The answer of the young man did not only mention that I came from the Bethlehem in Judah.
并且很清楚说明我的目的是要找一个可以栖身的地方。
And also he said, I came here to find a place wherever I can live.
换句话说，他在伯利恒找不到工作，必须换一个环境，于是他就离开犹大的伯利恒。
In other words, he could not find a job in Bethlehem. He must change, so he left the land of Judah.
他要找一个可以住的地方，行路的时候就来到米迦的家。
He wanted to find a place wherever he could live, so he went and came to Micah's house.
再看以赛亚41章第九节的前半。
Now let's read again the first half of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9.
你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的。
You whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners.
这里地方提说我们是从地极地角而来的。
We are called from the ends of the earth and the corners.
这边的地极是复数的。
Ends here is in plural.
可能就是地球的两极。
It probably refers to the two poles.
有一首诗说两极有多么远，来描写主主的慈爱也有多大。
There is a song, how far it is between the two poles, It is to describe how great is the love of the Savior.
其实这个比喻是不再不恰当，因为两极虽然有19,980公里。
Actually, this is an inappropriate comparison. Although there were 19,980 kilometers between the two poles.
但是主的慈爱不止20,000公里长。
But our the love of our Savior is far beyond 20,000 kilometers.
你知道吧？地球两极之间的距离是19,980公里，我们主的慈爱只有一千九百九十公里吗？八十公里吗
？The distance between the two poles is 19,980 kilometers. The love of our God is as long as this.
主的慈爱绝对不止20,000公里。
The love of our God is far beyond that.
不过世上所有人都住在两极当中。
But all people live in between these two poles.
那么地极呢是什么呢？我想是我们的生活环境。
What is the corners? It probably means the place we are from.
因为地没有角。
Because there is no anger in on earth.
却有角落。
But there are corners.
就是我们所处的环境。背景
is our background.
大卫本来是牧羊人，以斯拉是文士。
David was a shepherd and Ezra was a scribe.
尼希米是酒政，以斯帖是扶羊的孤女。
Nehemiah was cupbearer of the king.
阿摩斯是牧羊人，又是修理牲畜的。
Amos was herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees.
彼得、雅各、约翰这些人。都是渔夫。
And Peter, James, and John, they were fishermen.
马太是税吏，路加是医生。
Matthew, tax collector; Luke, doctor.
个人过去的背景如何环境呢？你们知道自己吧。
You know your background.
但是我告诉你，我的毕业时候，毕业学生当中，过去有理发师，有大厨，还有大学教授，你知道吧
？At BSOP, we have barbers, we have cookers, and we have professors.
不管他们跟我们的背景，如果我们都是上帝从地极所召来的
，Whatever our background would be, we are called by God from the ends of the earth.
我们都要在被召来的事情上面忠心的侍奉他。
We should be faithful on the ministry, in the ministry He called us to.
今天上帝既然抓你们来，你们要专心向前，不要想如果神学院读不成，我就回去做我的本行。
Since God grabs you here today, you should press on forward with all your heart. Don't think that if I cannot study in a seminary, I would go back to my old way.
第三点，我们要思想主把我们从地极抓来的目的是什么。
And third, we should think about the purpose God grabs us from the ends of the earth.
四十一章下半节说，我们可以清楚看到主抓我们来，主召我们来，目的是要跟他做他的仆人，跟他同工。
From the second half of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 9, we could see clearly that the purpose God grabs us and calls us is for us to be His servant and to work with Him.
不但如此，这是一个带着应许的拣选跟呼召。
Not only that, this is also a calling with promise.
首先，他向我们保证，他不会弃绝我们。
First, He promises us He would never cast us off.
其实他教我们在服事上跟他同工的时候不要怕。
Second, he said, when we are serving him, when we are working with him, don't be afraid.
他说，因为我跟你们同在，你不要惊慌，因为我是你们的上帝。
He said, because I am with you, do not be afraid, because I am your God.
主耶稣降生的时候，圣经说人要称他的名为以马内利。
When Jesus was born, the scripture says.People would call him Emmanuel.
以马内利就是上帝跟我们同在，有上帝的同在，我们就不必也不要害怕。
That is God be with us, because we have God's presence, we don't and we will not be afraid.
同学们，上帝所应许的同在是非常的宝贵。
Yes, obedience, the promise of God's presence is very precious.
因为有上帝的同在，摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来；因为有上帝的同在，耶稣要把以色列百姓带进迦南地。
Because of God's presence, Moses led the people of Israel from Egypt because of God's presence. Joshua led the people of Israel into the Canaan.
因为有上帝的同在 ，BSOP 将完成第一价值的服事。
Because of God's presence, BSOP would finish his first 60 years of service.
啊，一甲子就是60年。
一甲子 is 60 years.
因着有上帝的同在，我们也可以勇敢前进。
Because of God's presence, we could move forward boldly.
好，现在要问第二个问题。
Second question.
我在这里做什么？
What am I doing here?
这个问题在问你在这里为自己的生命、为自己的前途在做些什么事。
Here, the question is, what are you doing here for your life and for your future?
换一句话说，你在这里所做的事情意义何在
？In other words, what is the meaning of what you are doing here?
你们可以说我在这里受造就，预备将来更好的服侍上帝。
You would say, I'm equipped here to be better prepared to serve God.
说得很好，但是你在受训练的时候，你受装备的时候，你是带着什么样的意念、什么样的态度
？Quite right, but when you are being trained and being equipped, you are with what motive and with what attitude?
你可以质问我在这里造作自己要成为什么样的人
？You can ask yourself, I'm being trained here to be what kind of person?
要成为何等的传道人
？To be what kind of pastor?
我想你大多数我要成为合乎上帝心意的工人。
I believe most of you would say, I want to be a servant, a worker who is after the heart of our God.
问题是你曾否问过自己
？The problem is that, have you ever thought?
我想你这么问自己，我要像哥林多前书3章10-15节所说的。
Have you ever asked yourself?Just as what 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10-15 says.
我要在上面怎样的建造
？How can I build on it？
你跟你的室友的相处怎么样
？How is your relationship with your roommates？
是和睦同居吗
？In harmony？
是格格不入吗
？Or in disharmony？
还只是心照而不宣
？Or just you know I know。
其实我要问，我用什么样的材料在建造
？Second, with what material I would build?
我是跟同学的交往是用金银宝石这些能够经得起时间考验的物质吗
？My interaction with my classmates I build it with gold and silver and precious stones which would endure the test of the time.
还是用草木活干、活切、走在活街。那些经不起时间考验的东西呢
？Or with wood and hay and or stores which could not endure the test of the time。
灵命的操练上面，我在飞升的第一年是像哥林多前书9:27所说的。
As for the discipleship of my spiritual life, the first year at BSOP for me is like what says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27。
我是竭力要攻克己身，叫身服我。
I disciple my body and keep it under control.
但是第二年的时候是在挣扎着己身功课叫我服身。
And the second year, I'm struggling that I'm being disciplined by my body and keep myself under its control.
到了第三年的时候已经习惯成自然无所谓，早上吃饭的时候常常迟到。
And the third year, I just get used to it. I'm indifferent with it. AndWhen I have breakfast, I always be late.
难道你祷告的时候，你却是缺席不到，缺席不到
？When it is your turn to lead the prayer, you are just late or absent.
早上学校规定7点到餐厅，轮流有同学带领祷告，让你一同吃早餐。
The rule of the school is that we should come to the canteen at 7 a.m.And the student would lead the prayer in turn, and we have breakfast together.
那吃完饭的时候，我们为一个不同的事情祷告。
When we are having our breakfast, we would pray for different things.
你知道吧？现在我看见很多同学都迟到。
But do you know that many students now are late for breakfast?
虽然你们有10分钟的恩典可以不被罚。
Although you have 10 minutes of grace, you would not be punished.
但是我问你，现在你对吃饭可以吃到慢慢养成习惯。
But I ask you, now you develop your habit of being late for breakfast.
将来怎么能叫你的会员准时来礼拜？
How could you ask your church members to come to the worship service on time in the future?
所以轮到你祷告而不到，这一点证明你不配在非圣中当神学生。
If you should need the prayer but you are absent, this proves that you are not worthy.
我告诉你，连祷告的责任都负不起来，将来你能够担负牧羊教会的责任吗？
You are not worthy to be a seminarian at BSOP. If a seminary could not bear the responsibility of prayer, how could he bear the responsibility of shepherding the church?
主耶稣对责任怎么说呢？在小事上不忠奸，谁还把大的事情交托给你？
What did Jesus say about responsibility? If you are not faithful in small things, little things, who would entrust you the big things?
提摩太后书二章二十一节告诉我们，要自洁才能脱离卑贱的事。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21 tells us, we should cleanse ourselves. We should turn away from, so that we could turn away from dishonorable things.
才能作为成为圣洁，才能俘获主用。
And then we could be vessels for honorable use, and be holy to be used by God.
你在自洁的这一件事情上面下了多少功夫？
To what degree you have endeavored to cleanse yourself?
你在男女的交往事上对自洁这件事情是否应对的合乎上帝的勉励？
As for the interaction between a brother and a sister, have you cleansed yourself so that your behavior is in accordance with exhortation of God?
古人的教训是男女授受不亲，这个话有很大的智慧。
The ancient teaching is that it is improper for men and women to hold each other's hand or pass objects from hand to hand.
因为肌肤之差可以乱性。
There is great wisdom in it because the touch of skins would cause someone to lose self-control.
你可以说你是个赶不上时代的老顽固。
You'd say that you are a person who is old.Fashion and who is out of date.
但是你们是现代的哪细儿人？
But you are Lazarus in this age.
是归上帝为圣，要服侍圣洁的上帝的人。
You are ascribed to God as holy, and you are to serve the holy God.
许多别人认为无所谓的事情，我们这些侍奉上帝的人不但应该是有所谓，并且是不可以做。
Things that others would say is just okay, we as servants of God, it is not okay. We should not do that.
在这里所做所操练会影响你将来侍奉的成败。
What you do, what you practice here, would have great influence on your future ministry.
台湾周连华牧师在一篇现行神学教育的意见当中，他提起几件事情。
Reverend Zhou Lianhua, in his article, Suggestions for Modern Theological Training, he mentioned several things.
他说了一位神学生在未到神学院以前，应该至少有下面这三个条件。
He said, before a seminarian could enter the seminary, there should be three prerequisites.
第一，要美好的灵性。
First,
美好的灵性，这是你来非圣以前应该有的。
First, we should have good spiritual life, spirituality. This is the prerequisite before we came to BSOP.
我同意，我们应该有美好的灵性，但你原谅我说，你进非圣以前有没有美好的灵性？
I agree that we should have good spirituality, but forgive me if I ask you, what was your spirituality before you came to BSOP?
你说有很好，我说很好，感谢主。
If you say very good,Praise the Lord.
但是你是否继续维持这样的好呢？
But have you kept this good spirituality?
因为灵性如逆水行舟，不进则退。
Because our spiritual life is like sailing against the current. Either you move forward or you step back.
万一进神学院以前灵性只是差不多。
Just in case that before you came to BSOP, your spiritual life is just so-so.
你要继续差不多下去吗？
Will you keep this status and
直到你毕业吗？
Until you graduate?
如果你想将来可以用差不多的灵性来服侍主，
You think you can use this just so-so spiritual life to serve God in the future?
你觉得如果不能，我劝你马上加紧操练。
If not, I suggest you to discipline yourself harder.
再不然赶快退休，因为服侍主要有美好的灵性才行。
Or I suggest you quit from BSOP because to serve God we should have
good spirituality. 牧师说要受呼召。
Reverend Joe also says we should have the calling from God.
一个优秀的基督徒不一定要进入神学院才能够传道人。
He said for a good Christian it is not necessarily for him to enter seminary to serve the Lord.
他可以在许多方面服侍主，但是若没有上帝呼召，千千万万不要进神学院。
He could serve the Lord in many ways, but if there is no calling of God, don't enter the seminary.
你进神学院一定有上帝清楚的呼召吗？
You must have a clear calling from God before you enter the seminary.
你清楚吗？这一件事情你清楚吗？
Are you sure with your
第三样，牧师说要愿意过舍己的生活。
Third, Reverend Joe said we should have a heart to deny ourselves.
心里面准备过艰难的生活。
We are prepared to live a hard life.
你有这个心愿吗？
Do you have this heart?
你对舍己的心愿比以前进步了多少？
What is your progress concerning the heart of denying yourself?
我要加上第四点，就是愿意谦虚跟顺服。
I would like to add the fourth point, that is, we should be humble and submissive.
人能谦卑，才能虚心，才能跟顺服。
We should be humble so that we would be modest and submit.
跟顺服才能敞开你的心怀，跟人沟通才能够和睦相处。
We submit, then we can open our heart to communicate with others and to get along well with each other.
这件事你牧会成功还是失败重要的关键。
This is the key point for a successful pastor or unsuccessful pastor.
所以今天我要诚恳邀请你，邀请你出来重新把自己献上。
So I invite you sincerely today that you step out to offer yourself once again to God.
今天求圣灵感动你出来祷告。
Today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would touch you so that you would step out and pray.
把过去一切不合乎主心意的东西，用谦虚的心、顺服的态度带到主的面前来。
Bring all things which is not in accordance with God's will with a heart of humbleness and submission.
求他洁净你，让你被他更新，成为一位蒙他喜悦的神学生。
Pray that the Holy Spirit would purify you so that you would be refreshed and be a seminarian to please God.
或者在你心中还有别的事情需要主帮助。
Or there are other things inside.
比如家庭当中的不和。
You want to ask God's help, like the conflicts in your family.
不要客气，请你勇敢地走出来。
Don't be shy.
你出来祷告是因为你别人更愿意顺服主。
Step out boldly and pray because
你肯到主面前的倾心吐意。
You are more willing to submit to God and pour out your soul.
我本来有三点，但是我不要讲下去，让你们多一点时间可以出来向主倾诉祷告。
I would say nothing more. I would give the time to you to step out and pray to God.
我要说归家吧，出来吧，出来吧，赶快！哇，我太低了。Okay. 出来吧，出来吧，赶快来祷告，亲爱天父，伸甩双手，欢迎你祷告，出来吧，出来吧，主在等候你，亲爱天父，等你祷告，主会呈现你，请心中顺服主的人。Please, Lord, who obeys the law, 赶快出来使用这个机会。Hurry up to use this precious opportunity. 向主耶稣倾诉你心中任何的需要。Pour your heart to the Lord for your needs. 如果你不相信今天主会帮助你 ，If you don't believe that today God can help you, how can you ask others to turn trusting with God？ 今天是你祷告的机会，请各位，你觉得你该在面主面前来倾诉你自己，你就出来在这里来祷告吧。出来吧，出来吧，赶快来祷告，亲爱天父，伸开双手，欢迎你祷告。出来吧，出来吧，主在等候你，亲爱天父，等你祷告，主会成全你。我不要再等候，个人来到主面前，把你的心向主敞开，向他倾倒、倾诉、倾向，讲出清楚你的需要，他会帮助你。亲爱的，谁让你到这里来？你在这里做什么？你在这里的什么？这些问题怎回答？非生学生三问题，是谁领我到这里？我在这里做什么？我的后屋带回去，主领我到飞升来，为要把我灵魂在将来更好服侍主，要成为祷告海，飞升学生的愿望，风声连绵日渐壮，今晨来到主前求，享受恩典天成窗，飞升学生灵命好，途经灵性没减少，此刻顺服主感动，主前祷告快报到，亲爱的主，再到你面前的每位你不轻看，你知道他们个人心里面所需要，你就听他们刚才在你面前所做的祷告，求主你帮助，求主你赦免那应该赦免的，求主你加添力量，让走那应该走的道路，求天父今天在我们当中成全你自己的美意，主你施下恩典在飞升的每一个学生，你与我们同在，让听他们刚才在你面前的祷告，主我们仰望你，我们感谢你，请同学继续为着自己的事情祷告，还没有出来的你请你出来，我不等待。慈悲恩爱的主，刚才每位在你面前所诉说的心声你都听到，你慈悲的恩典就临到他们身上，他们在你面前所求的，不论是灵性的增高，不管是家里面的杂物，有什么事情拦阻他们，甚至身体上面的问题，睡不觉的问题，把每一位到你面前来向你倾心吐意，你就听他们祷告，你就医治他们，我们谢谢你，你是听我们祷告的主，愿主继续的施恩在个人身上，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，再一次谢谢你，因为你有丰盛的恩典跟慈爱，我们感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。